leave. This is a little risky, but I want to get your judgment on it. Walter, talk to you.
Very briefly, just a couple minutes ago.
I thought we might invite Roy Wilkins and Farmer and Luther King and Whitney Young and anybody else that we had invited in there. I've forgotten who else we invited.
Randolph.
Phil Randolph. Come down here and talk to me about my State of the Union message. Just bring them deep in the heart of Texas and have them at my home and have lunch with me or something, and maybe have you come with them next week sometime.
Well, I think it's a pretty good touch. You're going to say something about it anyhow.
Well, suppose you talk about them Monday, Tuesday, and tell them that you'll get a plane. If they come to Washington, you pick them up. And you can come down to Lockheed. You got to come anyway, and they can just ride with you. And if you want to bring one of the women, they can bring one of those Negro women. Or both of them, I guess.
What about Secretary Work? Hobart?
Well, you might bring Hobart. I think you can haul 8 or 9. I just call them and feel them out first. I tell Roy Wilkins, President Askew, if he'd like to come, and I think it'd be a pretty dramatic thing for the nation to just have him in my home and have him talking to me about the State of the Union message.
Well, I think Roy is straight enough that he saw any trouble in him to speak up right away.
Well, you think it over, and if you think it's all right, go on and do it, and we'll do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, any one of those days. Just may leave them open, and we'll see which one we got the freest day on. Any other news?
Just one group that we haven't scheduled yet.
A little louder. All right, we'll try to see him after we get back. Okay. Yeah, I did. Okay. Thank you, Lee.